sleep no more. Come You Spirits has brought Shakespeare to some wild and wonderful places, and the trend continues. They are the newest residents at the venues at the Concourse Chatswood and the Darling Quarter Theatre in Sydney. Our Charles Mayer is an actor, one of the co-founders of the theatre troupe that is Come You Spirits, and joins us now on 2SER Breakfast to talk. Well, I better not say its name. Morning, how are you, Charles? What's the rule? I would imagine that I'm not allowed to say the name of the production?
We don't say the name in a theatre. I'll tell you what it comes from. And we're actually performing on the 7th of August as part of our season.
Right.
The 7th of August, 1606, is when it was first performed in front of the King in London. And the character, or the actor who was playing Lady Macbeth, was taken ill that afternoon and died there and then in the theatre. And so ever since, there's been a sort of a myth that the play is cursed. So Shakespeare himself apparently went on as Lady Macbeth because he knew the part so well because he'd written it, even though he was a pretty old man by then. He was almost as old as I am. And went on as Lady Macbeth. So since then, everything that ever goes wrong in the production, and of course things go wrong in plays, that's the beautiful thing about them, you never know quite what's going to happen. And that's sort of always put down to the curse being on the play. So we're not supposed to say the name of the play, but you can say the names of the characters. You can say, oh, then the Macbeth comes in and he does this,
or
Lady Macbeth, you can stand there, but you can't name the name of the play. So you call it the Scottish play.
The Scottish play is happening at the Concourse Chatswood from the 5th to 9th of August, and the Darling Quarter Theatre from the 13th to the 15th of August. And obviously it's a play that's very close to your heart. Come You Spirits is a line from the play in question.
That's right. That's because Lady Macbeth, when they hatch this plan to kill the king so that they can become the king and queen, they realise that they haven't really got the spirit to get in there and actually do this dastardly deed of murder. They live a pretty brutal life. You know, Macbeth is a warrior and all, but he's not a murderer. You know, they have ethics, they have morals. And so Lady Macbeth actually privately has this little sort of black magic prayer to the dark spirits on the other side of the veil to give her the courage to do it. And it works. So careful what you wish for.
And Charles, before you were a part of the theatrical company from which you get the line from the play in question, Come You Spirits, did you do a stint in the Welsh Guard?
That's right. I was in the British Army for 11 years.
And does that sort of give you a very, very unique background within which to be able to be performing Shakespeare?
Well, yes. The British Army is very theatrical. Anybody that is in any armed forces or has done anything will tell you that there's a lot of ritual goes on. There's a lot of sort of theatre, a lot of parading. There's a lot of public address, you know, talking to large numbers of people. There's a lot of, you know, persuasive leadership goes on. And so that was my job for quite a long time. And I met the King a couple of times, as he was then, the Prince of Wales.
When he was the Prince?
He was the colonel of our regiment, so I met him a few times. And in amongst all the operational tours and mud and helicopters and stuff, I did a year stint of marching up and down outside Buckingham Palace in a bearskin.
All right.
So that's, but I resisted all temptation to actually kill the king like Macbeth does.
Good on you.
Which is why I'm not inside.
Well, we'd probably be interviewing you about something different if that had been the case. You didn't try any lines on him, did you, when you meet him, when he sort of said, how are you going? You
weren't
sort of
actually,
so foul and fair a day I have not seen, Your Majesty.
Yeah, actually, that's one of my lines. He is the patron of the Royal Shakespeare Company. He's really into Shakespeare, and he played Macbeth when he was at school or university. He was back in the day, in the 50s, I think.
And
he was really into it. And he's, you know, those little bits he does, you know, he likes to sort of be a bit self-deprecating, mock himself. Yeah. When he does a bit of acting, we can look at it and go, okay, you're being a bit silly and clowning a bit, but you're really actually really good at this. I think that's where his art lies, is in the arts rather than other things anyway. So we've got a mind to apply to the old man and say, hey, chap, would you mind being our patron. You have a royal patronage for the city. I used to march up and down outside your house.
Yeah, you come on. Put in bloody 10 years of the guard. Come and be a patron.
It's great. It's very good for the voice, actually, being in the army. It's great, as anyone who's served in the army will tell you. It's very good for the voice. I have a very commanding voice, Danny, on stage.
And this is a unique performance. Ella Havelka is collaborating with the crew, the first Aboriginal member of the Australian Ballet.
That's right, yeah. And she's the first Aboriginal member of our theatre troupe as well, and is wonderful. In the ballet, of course, they don't speak on stage, but she, being a very senior ballerina and choreographer and has her own companies, worked with Bangara and various other companies, they don't speak on stage, but because she's so senior and so experienced, she's a real leader of people. She leads her own Indigenous theatre, dance company, and does a lot of freelance work, and is a real leader of people, you know, really bringing on the young and giving them their artistic expression. So she is such a valued member of our company, her voice. So she actually speaks on stage with us. It's the first time that she's actually got a role in which she's speaking, and is wonderful because she's got great movement. Of course, movement's very important for actors, and having these professionals in the company who are professional dancers as well is just wonderful effect that it has on all of us, you know.
Charles Mayer from Come You Spirits, thank you so much for joining us today on 2SER Breakfast to talk about the Scottish play that's got Lady Macbeth in it, which is going to be on at the Concourse in Chatswood from the 5th to the 9th of August, and Darling Quarter from the 13th to the 15th of August. Are you at liberty, once this wraps up, are you at liberty to let us know what Come You Spirits has up next?
Yes, we're making a whole new play in collaboration with Damien Ryan of Sport for Jove Theatre Company.
Oh, wow. So two of the best Shakespeare theatre companies around teaming up. It's like the Avengers of Shakespeare.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So it's a new play called Perchance to Dream, which explores all the mysticism in Shakespeare across the canon, all the stuff which all of the religions have in common, all that sort of nugget of beauty and divinity that we as humans have is all the way through Shakespeare. And so we've condensed all of this down and made an amazing story out of it, how the characters discover all of this. It's a beautiful story, and that's in development at the moment, so that's going to be our next big production, yeah.
Excellent. What's done cannot be undone, and when you've done that, you can come back here and talk about this next work. I really appreciate you joining us here this morning.
Thank you so much, Danny. We appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you all there.